It's Friday, July the 4th, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien, B2Gold. Namibia's John Roos says building a local gold refinery does not make financial sense at this stage because local output is too low. One Africa TV News on One's reports show he was speaking after the central bank's plan to use domestic gold in its reserves. Roos adds that clearer policies to buy gold ore globally would be needed to make a refinery viable. The National Commission on Research, Science and Technology joined a regional workshop led by the African Union Development Agency, NIPED and Lund University in Sweden to plan the next phase of the African Science, Technology and Innovation Indicators Initiative. Senior Program Officer Ebenezer Kaonina represented NCRST.
The outcome of this was a report was produced, and this report will be used to inform the next phase of the African Science, Technology and Innovation Indicators Initiative. This is initiated by AUDA NEPAD, and this report will also be used to be shared with our global partners, which is the Swedish International Development Agency, which has been funding the African Science, Technology and Innovation Indicators Initiative.
A severe cold snap has hit wide areas of our country, with the southern and central highlands seeing temperatures dip below freezing. The weather services expert Odilo Kobetsi shares what's in store for the weekend.
It's very cold in the south as well as parts of the central high ground and the eastern part, temperatures going below 0 degrees Celsius. And again, by this evening, we should expect again frost conditions over the areas of the central, south and eastern parts of the country. Likelihood of a bit towards the west, although some lower temperatures than expected that's today. Over the weekend, slight warming expected. Temperatures will start going up slightly. The next cold front, the episode is slightly further west over the Atlantic. So the next upcoming cold front will be expected within 3 to 4 days. That is then by next week.
Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Portfolio Committee Chairperson in SA, Zweli Mkhize, has called for extra protection for officials handling risky investigations. Mkhize told Newsroom Africa that the criminal justice authorities must shield officials probing sensitive cases from threats and targeted attacks. This follows the murder of City of Ekurhuleni senior auditor Mpho Mafole.
People who are involved in very sensitive cases need to get additional protection. Certain cases need to be prioritized as being risky enough for additional support, as well as also just to make sure that their day-to-day whereabouts are not easily tracked.
Internationally, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear cases concerning the rights of transgender student athletes during its next term. Transgender girls have challenged state bans prohibiting them from competing in female sports, as our correspondent Ira Spitzer reports.
The U.S.'s highest court will take up a pair of cases that could determine whether transgender student athletes can be banned from competing on female sports teams. The lawsuits come from transgender girls in the states of West Virginia and Idaho who say the state laws violate the Constitution by discriminating based on sex. Opponents of the ban say they unfairly target transgender youth, but state officials argue athletes who've gone through male puberty have a competitive advantage. The justices agreed to hear the cases during the court's next term, which begins in October. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.